Hello and welcome back to the Lore Keeper. I'm Kimasabi and I'm here with Matthias. And if you're anywhere in the world, it's nearing Christmas time. So those of you that are in America, Merry Christmas. Those of you that are in the UK, Happy Christmas. And those of you that are in Germany, Mein Gott, mein Weihnacht, Spam Brent.
And people in Israel, happy Hanukkah.
Or just anyone that's Jewish.
Yeah, Jewish people, happy Hanukkah.
Anyone that's religiously Jewish, not ethnically Jewish.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people aren't Christian, but they still do Christmas. So.
Do you want to know what I said in German?
Merry Christmas.
No, my God, my Christmas tree is on fire. Mein Gott, mein Weihnachtsbaum brennt.
Okay, people, today we're talking about Darth Maul.
That we are.
In not the canon stuff, more of the legend stuff. And
Kooky dude that is both red and black and would be a lot of fun to find going hunting because he's got plenty of antlers to make it perfectly legal when you kill him.
oh, that's horrible. That's really bad. Did you know there's two kinds of Zebrax?
No, I did not.
There's Iridonian Zebrax and there's Dathomirian Zebrax. Do you
And
know
he's
the
from
difference?
Dathomir, right?
Yeah. Do you know what the difference is?
One's from Dathomir and one's from the other
Well, other
place.
than where they're from, they have a physical difference.
One of them is yellow and one of them's red.
No, actually, they're both supposed to be the same color.
But what about Savage Press?
So they were dipped into a magic pool of tattoo ink and they were turned red and, well, a certain color with black tattoos. It's really
Magic
cool.
pool of tattoo ink.
We'll get to it later. We'll see. But yeah, their horns are different. Do you know Eeth Koth?
No.
The Jedi. He's the like brown tannish Jedi. And he has horns and a ponytail.
Actually, that does sound kind of familiar. Is he yellow?
Kind of. Like how I just know how to spell
You on
other.
Yahoo?
I don't know why.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
This guy.
brown dude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Their
I
horns
know
are
who you're talking
different.
about. Yeah.
He's the same species as
Maul.
Maul. They just have different horns.
Huh. And he's brown.
Well, that's just because on Iridonia they don't dip you in tattoo ink.
So you're telling me Maul was brown?
Yeah, he was that color.
Original Darth Maul did kind of look like his face was painted on, so.
Did you like not play Fallen Order?
I haven't finished it. I started playing it,
Did you
but
not
I
like Dathomir?
really hate games that play like Dark Souls, so I haven't finished it.
Did you not make it to Dathomir?
I did not make it to Dathomir.
Oh, you
How
fight.
early on is that in the game?
Huh?
How
Oh,
early
it's
on is
like
that in the game?
midway.
Midway?
Yeah. You should finish the
Is
game.
there a bat is there a battle on Dathomir at all?
There is.
So I guess you could say it's the battle on Midway. It's a
Look
World War
at
II joke
the
for.
screen.
I'm sorry, I had to make the joke. You can't fault me for doing so.
Look at the bottom right corner of my screen.
You got chibi. Is that what those are called?
Only one of them is chibi. Well, two of them.
I'm not very familiar of
Chibi
many
and art
Japanese
style.
cultured
But
items.
no, these are just little guys that are on my screen.
Why are they there? Well, let's get back on topic. So, what about Maul are we talking about today?
We're talking about the stuff that you don't get from the movies. Like,
so what will that entail?
It'll be his early life, and it will be
like, so did his early life look like Sebaj Opress's, aside from the fact that he's, you know, like cursed with magic-iness?
So that happened, let me find it.
Oh no.
So he was born on Dathomir to a night sister named Cassina. And
wait, so she gave birth to him?
Yes.
Oh.
Did you know that the Knight brothers, the fathers, they get murdered after their child's conception?
Just like praying mantises.
Yes.
No, I did not know that. I didn't even know that there was such a thing called the Knight Brothers. I just knew the Knight Sisters were a thing.
That's what the guys are.
I didn't know there were guys.
The Zabraks.
I am very, very uninformed as far as Dathomir.
The Darth Maul people.
Yeah. Zabraks. Yeah. Zabraks.
Shortly after birth, Maul was subjected to an initiation ritual in which he was immersed in a magic oily bath and covered head to toe in black and red tattoos. Later, he was stripped of his black Knight Brother markings and was left red-skinned.
How do you get stripped of your right markings?
They're magic tattoos.
Oh, I forgot it's Star Wars.
Yes, it is also Star Wars.
Anything in Star Wars can be explained with, because yes.
You're not wrong. But later, Sith tattoos were applied personally by Darth Sidious.
Hmm.
Which is the tattoos you see in the movies. Maul was a brother to Feral and Sebaj Opress.
So he was actually related to Sebaj Opress.
Yes, by blood. But they're only half-brothers because, you know.
Same mother, different sister? No. Or, I mean, father? Sorry, I've been reading a bunch of, like, Oedipus and Antigone a lot recently, so my knowledge of family trees is just
messed up.
Yes.
I actually don't really know that much about Feral. I think he's a solely Legends character, because I don't think he was in Clone Wars or anything. Oh, no, he was. He died shortly after his
Oh, no, I'm not going to have enough time. Sorry, I was doing a thing. Where were we?
So, we were talking about his family.
His family, huh? So, Feral and Sebaj Opress. Doesn't Feral die in Clone Wars?
Yeah, Feral dies.
Right.
That's why I don't really have that much.
So, I wonder if they're ever going to bring Maul back in the Star Wars universe. Because, you know, we saw that bit in Solo. So I'm curious as to what that's going to mean for the universe in the future.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be able to finish before 8:50. You know, but it'll be close because it takes around about
today's game of the day, shameless plug, is Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater. I have my DS, so I'm playing Snake Eater.
What are you listening to?
What am I listening to?
Yes.
I'm not listening to anything. I'm playing Snake Eater.
Okay. Well, I can hear it.
Why can you hear it? It's in my headphones, which my headphones are in here.
Yeah.
So how can you hear that?
I could hear something about Mike Tyson.
Oh, that's not me. I don't got nothing going on about Mike Tyson.
Well, neither do I.
I don't know. Maybe they mentioned him in Home Alone. I know that's what your family's watching.
No, it was coming from my laptop.
Oh. I'm just looking at your screen. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just going to go ahead and start over.
The Sith tattoos were meant to show Maul's complete dedication to the dark side. So Maul's mom wanted at least one of her sons to not be under Talzin's control. Mother Talzin.
Mm-hmm.
You remember her? She's
like the one with the really crazy headdress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So less than a year after Maul's birth, his mom met Darth Sidious, who was still an apprentice of Darth Plagueis, and begged him to save Maul from the life of a Night Brother. Sidious didn't really want to, but he had a strong connection to the Force, so he took him.
Did Palpatine... No, because I remember there was an episode in Clone Wars. So Palpatine didn't know that Maul survived after Obi-Wan cut him in half, right?
Yeah, he didn't know.
And also, doesn't he get his legs back?
Not biological legs. He gets robot legs.
I thought he got his legs back in Rebels.
No, he still has robot legs in Rebels.
Okay.
He just has them heavily clothed. So, as the Sith apprentice of Plagueis, Sidious left Maul on Mustafar in the care of a droid named TDD9.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think he kept him. Kept the droid. And Sidious was given permission from Plagueis to train Maul, but only as a Sith assassin, not a Sith Lord. So he wasn't a true Sith Lord. He just had a small knowledge of the Sith and what they could do. He was mainly just to go kill people, which is what a Sith assassin is. But, Maul didn't even know when he was being trained that Sidious was a Sith. He only knew him as Master Sidious and had no idea that he was being trained by a Sith. When he was young, Maul was severely punished for any hesitation or mistake. And if he showed any kind of mercy, he was punished harshly.
That sucks.
One day, he accidentally used the Force on D9.
Oh.
When D9 was fighting him for training.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't entirely related, but are there droids in Star Wars that can shapeshift?
I know there's a couple that can like change into a specific set shape. So like the commando droids, they can make themselves look like diplomatic droids.
Well, because I was thinking of the droid from Force Unleashed, Proxy.
Don't think I...
No. Type in Proxy, comma, Force Unleashed. If you never played those games, you ought to. They're good.
See. Force Unleashed. What's Force Unleashed like? Oh, it's
okay. It's because you're on Yahoo. You're not gonna find a picture of what you want. Yeah, that's him.
What's special about him?
He can shapeshift. He can make himself look like other people.
Oh.
Like, I think he makes himself look like Vader at one point.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so just you said that they killed him during training, and I remember that Proxy was the droid that helped him train in Force Unleashed, so I thought maybe.
Force Unleashed is Starkiller, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he didn't kill the droid. He just used the Force on it, like Force pushed it or something. After that happened, Sidious took Maul to the planet Tost, and Sidious taught him the ways of the Force. The Sidious threw rocks at Maul until Maul started throwing them back. And then Sidious explained the Force to Maul and told him to hide his talents from people who were, quote, not like us.
Here, I gotta leave the thing because I gotta look something up real quick.
Okay.
But keep going. So,
After they went back to Mustafar, Sidious told the robot to chain Maul upside down on a winch that would be lowered into a vat of acid and told him to escape from it. And during the time that it was lowering, Sidious explained to Maul the history of the Jedi and the Sith, the several wars and several of the great Sith. Did you know that the first Sith Order, like before the Rule of Two, was destroyed by the leader of the Sith?
Mm-hmm.
The Sith were destroyed by a Sith, and then the Rule of Two was instituted by something powerful called a thought bomb.
A thought bomb?
Yes.
What on earth is a thought bomb?
Let's see. A thought bomb is an old Sith skill. The Force can be extracted and mentally bound into a shape primed for explosion. A thought bomb was the result of an ancient ritual that, through the focused willpower of many unified Sith lords, hold on, let me see if I can find this. Like, what is this?
I hear it.
Yeah, what is this?
You have like an ad playing?
I shouldn't. There's no ads that are videos. Is it on here?
It's not me.
Maul takes a big hit but holds onto the ball.
Go outside and see if your parents are listening to something.
Not, because it's coming from my laptop.
Weird. Here, pause the thing.
Okay, sorry about that. We got the ads to stop. They were playing in the background for some reason. But where were we? Oh yeah, Sidious ordered D9 to lower him into a vat, in which he explained the Sith and about the thought bomb and the wars and the Jedi, and the thought bomb is just a collective of Force users using the Force to blow something up. And it can blow up an entire planet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's like they already had the Death Star before they had the Death Star.
Except it wasn't a mobile base. It was...
I mean, yeah, no, it wasn't a space station, but...
Yeah. And they couldn't really use it anymore. It was lost. It was a lost power.
Hmm. I mean, it's kind of convenient, isn't it?
I mean, lots of powers were lost to the Sith because the amount of them, knowledge was being not passed on.
Is that why Palpatine says that there are many abilities that the Jedi consider to be unnatural or whatnot?
No.
That's... I'm butchering the quote, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but that's not why he says that. He's saying that because he used the Force to keep himself alive and to bring himself back to life. So back in Tamal, he was then lowered more rapidly after he escaped to the Vat of Acid. And that was a repeating cycle for a while. And it would just be lowered faster and faster. But then, yeah. You want to talk for a second, Cooper?
Yeah, but I don't know too much about Maul.
Well, now we're getting into the realm of known stuff. We can just do a quick thing.
Okay. In that case, I can talk about, like, him and his relationship with Kenobi and all that nonsense. I know a little bit about that.
Yeah. Talk about that.
So this point in Maul's life was leading up to the events of The Phantom Menace, where he is tasked by Palpatine to kill Senator Amidala. Is that right? Or not Senator, Queen Amidala at this time.
Really just to take over the planet.
He was there to help...
Take over.
Help... The...
Take over.
He was there to help the Viceroy of the Trade Federation hold on to their blockade over Tatooine trying to capture Queen Amidala and the Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
So what happens is there is a final battle on Naboo.
And he kills Qui-Gon.
Is... they run into Maul and ends up doing a final battle between Maul
and
Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon. And what happens is Qui-Gon gets stabbed by Maul.
Obi-Wan gets mad, uses the dark side of the Force, kind of.
Like, so I've heard. I'm not entirely sure.
Well, he used his anger to win the fight. And then after that, he
gets his legs choppity chopped off by Obi-Wan.
And then he falls down a pit.
And then he falls down the pit and was presumed to be dead for years until Clone Wars came out.
And we found out that he had been hiding on a junkyard planet. And he had made himself spider legs and been feeding off of rats for the past 10 years. Fun, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
I love making myself a lower half that looks like a spider and then eating rats for 10 years on a junkyard planet. But then during
that... I know, yeah, that sounds great.
During that time, Mother Talzin had been watching him, and after he was rediscovered... Oh, he also lost his full memory. He had no idea, like, what had happened to him. But after that, Mother Talzin came and got him and took him to Dathomir, gave him robot legs that were shaped like a normal human's, and restored his memory. And then Maul wanted revenge on Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
So he sought him out, and he and Savage Opress took over Mandalore. And then after he killed Duchess Satine, which completed his revenge on Kenobi. And then he ruled Mandalore until the time of Order 66, the final battle of Mandalore.
66.
Execute Order 66.
We're just going to keep saying that a million times and butcher it every time.
And then he is imprisoned by Ahsoka, and then Order 66 gets executed, and then Ahsoka frees him, and they try and escape the ship, but the Republic cruiser ends up going down because he literally uses the Force to pull down a massive hyperdrive.
You know what that reminds me of? Again? That again reminds me of there's a scene in what's it called? Force Unleashed. Starkiller pulls down a whole Star Destroyer.
Yeah, I know. I saw the picture. I remember him now. I forgot about Force Unleashed. So you know how he kills what's her name, the other
I know you're talking about the Jedi woman.
Yeah,
I forget her name.
I forget her name too. But she dies a lot. She's had multiple deaths.
Why?
None of them canon.
Pause it real quick, Matthew.
The Oracle has joined the chat.
Good evening, good morning, wherever you're listening to this. I am here.
Okay, so Oracle, would you like to continue telling us about Maul, Canon Maul, because we've entered canon now?
In what sense? Where are we at so far?
We're close to the end of
Just got freed by Ahsoka.
Just got freed by Ahsoka?
Just got freed by Ahsoka.
Yeah.
If who finished the last? Like who was just talking about?
I started talking about it, then Matthew finished it, and now it's your turn because you just.
I'd like Matthew to continue so I can gather myself together.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
So after he was freed by Ahsoka, they started trying to escape the ship because Order 66 had been executed, and then Ahsoka had Maul with no lightsabers go through the ship and cause a distraction so that she could escape with Rex now that she had taken his control chip out. And Maul made his way to the hyperdrive room, which is massive, and he destroyed the entire hyperdrive, took it down all at once with just the Force, causing the ship to crash, and then he went into hiding. And that goes until Rebels.
He picks up out of nowhere, finds Ezra Bridger, all that nonsense.
Yeah, he finds Ezra because he needs him to find what he wants most, and what they both want most is on Tatooine, and Ezra wants Luke because he's the solution to defeating the Empire, and Maul wants Obi-Wan, and Maul goes and finds Obi-Wan, and they have a final battle, and Obi-Wan kills him.
1, 2, 3, dead.
Quick
step. Initially brings his entire existence to an end.
I thought he cuts him. Not like cuts him in half, but like slices him.
No,
not necessarily. He just impales him.
Yeah, he just impales.
Does he? Because I thought it was because it was 1-2 chop. He cuts his lightsaber in half.
It was a 1-2 and then straight through. It was a clean impalement of the body.
So he is. They hit lightsabers once. He cuts his hilt, and then he stabs him.
I think it's important to keep in mind here that coming into his fight with Obi-Wan, I think it was more or less he wasn't even at his full strength, because you have to think about everything this Sith Lord has been through. He's a very outdated Sith at this point. At this point in time,
yeah,
he is completely outmatched. Obi-Wan is at his oldest, and for Jedi, whenever you get your oldest, you become your strongest. So at this point in time, it's Obi-Wan is just completely outmatched by him. So he thinks, Darth Maul thinks that he's in a higher power, in a higher mind, when really he is completely outmatched by a large margin. Because as much as he's been through leading up to this point, anyone compared to him was probably very, very weak. But now that he's been so long, and it's been so far stretched, and the Sith Order and the Sith people in general, the Sith religion, it's become so outdated. And for him on his own, being an old Sith and coming up against a Jedi, an older, arguably one of the most powerful Jedi of his time and ever, it's just he was completely outmatched. So his death was met timely. That's just something more important to keep in mind. I just wanted to elaborate on what Matthew was saying.
Yeah, and another thing is, something people don't really think about is the dark side of the Force deteriorates the body. It completely destroys the body. Like, one of the first things that happens is a Sith will have red and yellow eyes. Like, it's almost immediate with Anakin. Like, he turns and then you see it. He has the eyes. And then, like, so many Sith just use the deformations and pain of that to become, I don't know, like, stronger through their anger. But Maul didn't really have very many deformations. He just got old.
Yeah.
Very old.
To touch on more of his abilities and everything,
yeah,
because of the dark side and because of just how skilled of a warrior he was, you know, he was the apprentice of Darth Sidious. Darth Sidious was very skilled with a lightsaber as well. Not very much he depended on it. Maybe after his battle with Master Windu, where he was completely scarred and left deformed, that would he rely more on his knowledge of the dark side of the Force.
On Windu. Sorry, not to interject.
It's fine. But as the apprentice of Darth Sidious, Maul was trained to be a living weapon of the Sith, one intended to help Sidious bring about the destruction of the Jedi and take over the galaxy. One of the deadliest, most efficiently trained Sith in the Order's history. He became an acrobatic and highly trained Sith warrior, one who could relentlessly pursue his enemies while utilizing his double-bladed lightsaber. Indeed, Maul had been trained in several forms of lightsaber combat, and that's another thing to also keep in mind, is that he wasn't just because he died in the first episode, so everybody really downplayed him. Everyone thought he died in the first episode, so they really downplayed him. Fuck me. Oh! I deeply apologize for that one, Matthew. You're going to have to do a little bit of editing if you guys don't know.
I think Matthew died inside. Hold on. What's happening? Currently trying to blow up the Shagohod, so.
What are you playing?
Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater.
Where are you playing? What are you playing it on?
My DS.
Nintendo
DS.
Nintendo
DSi.
None of you listeners can see the Zoom meeting, but you, if you could see Matthew's body and his body language, it is the thing ever. But I'm going to continue.
Kind of like zoning out because you were like in your groove and you were like talking and it was really good.
Yeah, and I'm going to continue where I left off. Indeed, Maul had been trained in several forms of lightsaber combat, and like I was saying, he had
presumed to be dead in the first episode. So nobody really thought he was that cool because, oh, he died in the first episode? Oh, what the heck?
Did more than Boba Fett.
You know, fair enough. And then, you know what I'm saying? So they were all like, oh, he's trash. But he was actually very skilled with the lightsaber. I mean, he did kill Qui-Gon Jinn. And, you know, but besides the point, he put these skills to the test for the first time again in his duel against the Jedi apprentice Eldra Kadus. Although the young Twi'lek managed to hold her own against the Sith for a time, Maul came out to encounter and become victorious because he was outmatched. I mean, she was outmatched. Sorry. Later, during his duel on Naboo against Jin and Kenobi, he demonstrated the ability to fight both the Jedi Master and his apprentice simultaneously on equal ground, as well as overpower Kenobi after he killed Jin. Though Kenobi defeated Maul, this was due to Maul's own hubris and neglect for the fallen Jin's lightsaber. He later outmatched Kenobi in a number of encounters after emerging from exile, including the fight over Raydania. Is that
type it in the chat?
I'll spell it Raydonia.
Raydonia,
including the fight over Raydonia. Throughout, their duel on Florum ended in a stalemate. Maul was extremely skilled in unarmed combat, which he often integrated into his own fighting style. He defeated an armed Pre Vizsla with little to no assistance from the Force. Maul has also displayed considerable skill in Jarkai, holding his own against Jin and Kenobi simultaneously in Naboo after splitting them up. He even put up a reasonable fight against...
Is Jarkai the lightsaber fighting style that requires two blades?
Mm-hmm.
See, I know a little bit. I'm not that stupid.
And reasonably a reasonable fight against Darth Sidious on Mandalore when they dueled with dual blades, going as far as landing a kick on the Dark Lord. After the Clone Wars, Maul demonstrated the ability to wield an additional weapon alongside his double-bladed lightsaber, on one occasion using a walking stick as a club in a conjunction with his connected blades, which I thought was quite funny. You know, a walking stick, it's pretty freaking cool. But yeah, that's also another touch to just like give you some examples of his power and how he wasn't necessarily just this guy that died in the first episode fighting against Kenobi. Because as much as I just mentioned, he did put up a good fight, and the only reason why he lost was because of his disregard for Jin's lightsaber. Nobody doesn't care. Most Star Wars people who just enjoy the mainstream films are just going to say, oh, well, he died. I don't care. He's not that cool.
Can I tag in real quick? Because there's because one thing I've always loved about Star Wars is just the story behind the story, if you will. Mm-hmm. So one thing I love about lightsaber fights in general is that all of the main ones have emotional depth to them. It's take New Hope, Luke's first battle with Vader. It's the father testing his son. Or you think of the Return of the Jedi, Luke versus Vader again. It's the son trying to save the father as the father's trying to test his anger and turn him to the dark side. There's emotional depth to it. Mm-hmm. And what I love about the one for Maul and Obi-Wan at the very end of Rebels, not the very end, but towards the end, is that one thing you have to remember is that Obi-Wan took everything from Maul. He got his legs cut off. He cut off his legs, not got his legs cut off. Knocked him down a hole, threw him down into a trash planet where he lived there for who knows how long. I know y'all know. I don't.
10 years.
Thank you, Matthew. But anyway, so he lived there for 10 years where he was – then he did all his crap, killed Satine, which he had now taken Obi-Wan's kind of love life and his original master. So at this point, they are the opposites. They are opposites of each other. So what I love is that if you watch him through Clone Wars and through Rebels, Obi-Wan is practically his single reason for existing. He is fueling himself off of that rage and hatred of everything that Obi-Wan has taken from him, and he's trying to take more from Obi-Wan.
That is so what happens that is that when he body together.
Mm-hmm, it's not like what's his head? The was the one that looks like a zombie and he's holding himself together with the force?
Darth Zion.
Zion, oh, that's right. Okay, so anyway, it's not like that per se, but it's what's driving him. Because he got kicked out, he got rejected by Palpatine because of him taking over Mandalore and all that nonsense. And so he's lost everything because of Obi-Wan. So what ends up happening is at this point, he's like, I don't care if I die here. I don't care about my plans from here on out. I am going to try and kill Obi-Wan because he's the one that's taken everything from me. So what happens is that in general, he's the one that's taken everything from Obi-Wan. So what ends up happening is they have this fight that ends in what, 3.5 moves?
Correct.
And it's the gravity of the situation that he's been festering, but at the same time, Obi-Wan has been able to overcome what he's lost, and thus it makes him that much more powerful than Maul. Because at this point, because the Star Wars universe will tell you that when a Sith is angry, it gives them more power. However, it also causes them to do certain things like that are rather more human emotions, like become forgetful, distracted, irritable, that kind of thing. It makes them easy to get pissed off, and therefore it's a lot harder for them to focus, that kind of thing. And so Obi-Wan, having known this from when he cut him in half the first time, forgetting about his Jin's lightsaber, Obi-Wan exploits this fact because he knows that Maul has been literally festering on his hatred for Obi-Wan. So it ends in the 3.5 moves, and it's just the gravity of the fact that Obi-Wan has surpassed him, because he almost got killed by Maul originally. And so the fact that he was able to easily defeat Maul after he killed his master and nearly killed him the first time, it just shows that gap between two opposite characters. And what I really love is the gravity of a 3.5 move lightsaber fight.
Right on the head. Hit it right on the nail. Perfect.
In the end, before we go, Obi-Wan like actually had gotten past it so much that like he considered Maul to be a friend. He says, after he kills him, "Goodbye, old friend."
It really was a friendship. It wasn't the best of friendship, maybe toxic nonetheless, but
it was a friendship. I'd call it a give and take relationship. At the end of the day, not one could have survived without the other.
The Obi-Wan, the thing that caused
Obi-Wan to become great, which the Obi-Wan's my favorite character, so
was that fight with Maul. Him.
Well, that yes, necessarily, but the thing is, because if you think about it, if they had killed Maul off easier and Jin hadn't died, it would have been Jin who trained Anakin, and so therefore, everything that leads Obi-Wan to become greater than he is in that episode is because of the events of Phantom Menace. So what ends up playing out is that
But, an Obi-Wan episode and not a Maul episode anymore.
I'm sorry. Well, because it's a give and take relationship. They go hand in hand.
Yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what I can agree with you on.
Okay. Right, so tell you what, next time, if y'all want me to do, or if y'all want us to do an Obi-Wan episode, let me know, because that's my favorite character in the whole Star Wars universe, and I will go to town on it.
Me and
him. All right. Before we go, because we've been running really long, like, this is supposed to be 30 minutes. It's been like an hour.
Well, that's because the Oracle showed up.
Well, even then, it's still been like 45 minutes. But before we go, let us know on the episode webpage, show webpage, if you can leave a message there, and let us know if you want us to request something that's free until we set up a Patreon.
I feel we need to start adding more dialogue, nonetheless, rather than just sounding like robots whenever we're talking about.
Because before you showed up, I was just going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to add more dialogue. Because why? Whenever I show up, we start adding dialogue, and not when I'm not here.
Or before you got here, just. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel as if we need to start adding more dialogue, not just about the – I mean, yeah, of course, everybody wants to come for the topic, but at least we need to add more dialogue and make it interesting nonetheless.
Yeah.
I think we need to start throwing in more interesting topics because we've done things like the overview on Maul, the overview on Rev, the overview on Zion, the overview on
– We are pushing our limit here, Matthew. Go ahead and close this up.
Here, well, we'll see y'all later. Let us know in the comments what you want to see.
Leave us a message.
If you would like to leave a voicemail, Matthew, what is it called?
It's a message, voice message.
But
also let us know if you want us to try and get a feature episode with the Mandalorian watch. And bye.
Deuces.